Mother, Mother Granules, he's here. Oh, the man flesh is at the doors. He's finally here, Mother.
Please, Mother, may we devour him now?
Calm yourself, daughters. This sort of behavior is unbecoming for such fine young women. You must show more self-control, lest we aggravate Mother Miranda further. She is, after all, still displeased with us and our handling of Ethan Winters.
Yes, Mother.
Sorry, Mother. But we're hungry, Mother.
I know you are, my darlings, as am I. But fear not. We shall feed soon. We simply must tenderize our meal first. We can't have stale blood like last time. We must make sure the blood we take has more zest. And what brings more zest than making our prey twist in terror?
Finally, Castle Dimitrescu. Looked a lot closer from the village. The walk here actually left me winded. Thank goodness none of those monsters attacked me on the way here. And again, with how quiet it's been since leaving the village, I'm a lot more nervous now than I was before. And it doesn't help that the knife I had broke. Now I'm not only tired, but I'm weaponless. I may have made the Hall of Fame on arm day at the gym, but I doubt that means it'll actually help me. Then again, a lot's happened since the bus crash. Now that I think about it, I don't think my adrenaline stopped until now. I'm more tired now than I was on the drive here. Too bad there isn't time for a nap. This castle, the woman that owns it, she's the one controlling these monsters that keep popping up, and the one who has my parents. Alina agreed with me that my parents are likely being held here. And from what I saw happen to Alina's dad, may you rest in peace. I can only imagine what will happen to my parents if I don't hurry. So pardon my intrusion, Lady Dimitrescu, but I'm coming in! Man, this door is heavier than it looks! Whoa. I'll give the lady this much. She knows how to impress. I've only seen places like this in movies. Part of me is still hoping that this is all some sort of sick reality TV show. That around the corner, my parents will be there laughing their heads off. Too bad all these aches and pains are telling me this is real. And the only ones laughing are that Lady Dimitrescu and these creatures of hers, all at my expense. Well, we'll see who has the last laugh when I get my folks, get out of here, and treat them to a spa day so great it'll be like bathing in the fountain of youth. Impressive instruments, but not what I need. I don't even want to know what this room is for. Darn. Darn it. So many rooms. Guess that's the castle for you. Lots and lots of rooms. Too many rooms. Who needs these many rooms anyway? Man, body so tired. Feels heavy. Man, I need to keep going, but I'm so tired. Can't keep. Gotta rest. I have to rest. I'm of no use to my parents if I drop dead from exhaustion. There's an open room there. I'll just sit down for a minute. Just a quick minute. And then I'll search again. So much is happening. All because we wanted to help people who couldn't help themselves. We just wanted to do some good, and now, here we are. Lost in the middle of nowhere, fighting for my life, searching for parents what if they aren't okay? What if what I'm looking for are corpses? No! I can't think like that! They have to be alive! They have to be! Because if they aren't, I don't even know what I'll do! And even if I do find them and we escape, I don't think we'll be okay. What I've been through, whatever they're going through, this is going to ruin us. I don't think we'll be able to recover this. Why? Why has something like this happened to us? Why us, God? Why my parents? Why the bus? Why is this? Why is this happening, God?
Why does anyone around here do anything anymore? Sheer absolute boredom.
Who are you? Stay back! So help me out.
Oh, come now, Caleb Stevens. No need to be so truculent with me. I'm merely here to lend my assistance.
Lend your assistance? Who are you? Wait a minute. How do you know my name?
The Duke knows many things. Name's only one of a few. You, Caleb Stevens, are a name that has been whispered from the outskirts to this castle. And goodness me, you're quite popular.
I'm not sure if I should be honored or worried.
Oh, you should be concerned. In fact, you should fear for your life.
What?
Allow me to set the scene for you, Caleb Stevens. Welcome to Castle Dimitrescu, where the guests are invited and never allowed to leave. I am the Duke, a humble merchant and a man of information, both of which are equal in value, if not worth more, to the right people. And what is of the most value to you is the whereabouts and condition of your parents, one Mr. Carl Stevens and one Miss Marie Stevens. Correct?
You know my parents? Have you seen them? Please, tell me! Where are they? Are they alive? Are they safe? Is Dad torturing Mom, telling how the chicken had to come before the egg?
Oh, my young man. Already ensnared in your own dire situation and yet still worried for others. An ordinary man would think you've lost all sense.
You aren't an ordinary man, are you?
No, I am not. And neither are you. Nor are your parents. No wonder the Lady Dimitrescu took such a liking to you all.
What do you mean?
Why, surely, Mr. Stevens, it couldn't be. You haven't asked yourself why you were the only one to survive that unfortunate bus accident?
It just wasn't my time, right?
Oh, my good sir, that isn't even close to the reason why. You survived because Lady Dimitrescu and her daughters simply wished to know how durable those protected by the higher heavens are.
What?
Dear me, Mr. Stevens, can you not see? Your vehicle was attacked, your parents were abducted, and you are being put through such tribulations because the immortals of this castle are dreadfully tired of the tedium that is their life.
What? No, you're lying.
I have no reason to lie to you, Mr. Stevens. It doesn't benefit me in the slightest. You and your parents, who are regarded as wholly protected, were singled out for entertainment.
That's insane!
It absolutely is. But can you really blame these dreadful women? What with daughters who become so fragile when even the tiniest of chills graces their moldy skin, and a woman who has her short hairs pulled by an equally dreadful woman, what else can they really do to entertain themselves and pass the time that is endless for them?
I don't... What? Are you telling me that all of this is happening for a sick thrill?
Yes, I'm afraid so. How about making a purchase to add to the thrill?
What?
Let's see here. I've got guns, knives, swords, gauntlets, and this rather lovely weapon called a peacemaker. And since you've been such a good sport about everything, I'm willing to sell this all to you for a very good price.
No! No, thank you. I don't believe any of this! It's all crazy! These people are crazy!
Not crazy, Mr. Stevens. Just with too much time. Well, since you aren't going to purchase anything, I will take my leave. Perhaps you might want a drink to take the chill from your bones and maybe ease your nerves?
No, thank you. But no, I only drink the blood of Christ, not the devil's drink.
As you wish. Do at least... Where's it gone? Here it is. Do at least drink this. It'll take away your wounds and revitalize your body. And before you chastise, this was brewed and purified at the church that is well away from this infernal place.
Somehow I doubt that. But it has a holy seal in the bottle. Fine.
Grand! Oh, but should you realize you need that stiff drink, I don't recommend drinking the wine in this room. It came from virgin women, you see.
Huh?
Ta-ta!
Man, this is so much to take in. Stupid bugs. Jeez, more bugs. More annoying than when my dad... Wait, no! Duke! Duke, come back, please! You never told me where my parents were!
Then why don't we take you to them? Mother, we bring you fresh man blood.
Much fresher than the last one.
You are so kind to me, my daughters. Now, let's take a look at him. Well, well, Caleb Stevens. So nice of you to grace us with your presence this evening.
Lady Dimitrescu, I presume. My mom was said to always pay respect to my host. And somehow, I'm shocked that Alina sent me into this trap.
Oh, hush, boy. That little wretch didn't send you anywhere. She was as useless as her father. She merely wanted to help another wayward victim of my indomitable rule. Rectify what she couldn't do for her own father. And that wish brought you to me. Simple as that. It was so easy that it was pathetic.
Bastard!
Cretin! How dare you defy our mother!
Get off me!
Daughters, please, compose yourselves. Let the insect bite. It'll make it all the more satisfying when I squash him underfoot. Were it within my power, I'd do the same thing to my idiot brother. But Mother Miranda insists I let him live. So why not take that frustration out on you, Mr. Stevens?
I'm not here for your entertainment, Dimitrescu. Give me my parents back! We're leaving!
You do not make demands, worm.
Let us devour his man flesh, Mother.
Yes, please. He smells so fresh.
I want his thighs!
Daughters! Please. I must make sure this man is worthy of your palates. I won't have stale, moldy flesh grace your perfect lips.
Perfectly chapped it.
So fresh, so exquisite. Yes, this one is much better. You and your parents will be a grand feast unlike any we've had.
What? Feast?
Ooh, yes, yes, yes. A feast of man blood. I can't wait, Mother.
We should make that woman our maid. She can kill herself fetching us the freshest man blood.
Oh, no! Leave my parents alone!
I demand the first bite, as I'm the one who got them here in the first place.
What? I'm the one who destroyed that bus.
I'm the one who got him tenderized in the village.
Daughters, that is enough. You are squabbling like human children. Either behave or you will get none.
Yes, Mother.
Mother.
Do not have me warn you again.
Why? Why me? Why my family?
Oh? Didn't that blob Duke not tell you? There really isn't a rhyme nor a reason. My daughters and I have found this stagnant time we live in tedious. There really isn't much entertainment to be found, not since all of the villagers died off. Not to mention, we wanted new flesh to feed upon. Our last meal was beyond stale, and that brat that came with him wasn't any better. But you, your parents, and those fools on that bus. Of course, they were but appetizers. You will be our main course.
I don't believe it. You seriously did all of this because you were bored?
And hungry, Mr. Stevens. Do not forget, hungry.
You witch!
Mother! Quickly! We must get her blood!
Are you okay, Mother?
I am fine, my daughters. Merely a flesh wound. I see he wishes to prolong his suffering. Very well. Game tastes all the better when it resists. Daughters, kill him.